This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the number you'll need. That's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And want to welcome our brand newest affiliates. So we've got two of them joining us officially tonight for the first time ever. I think actually they started last week, but we can say hello because now we know they're on and everything is working correctly. So welcome to the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL on the east side of Florida over at the Cocoa Beach area.
I've listened to that station.
The Space Coast,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I'm...
And so they're on board. They're taking our Saturday show, and they're going to delay broadcast it overnight. So their listeners will be hearing us technically early Sunday morning from midnight to 3, which
that's
is cool.
It's late at night or early in the morning to get a shock like Free Talk Live.
KWON 1400 also joining us in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, which is a welcome. Glad to have them on board as well, and they'll be taking the show live. So you guys are hearing us live here on Saturday nights from 6 to 9 Central. So welcome to our listeners in Oklahoma and our listeners on the Space Coast of Florida. 800-259-9231. You're going to notice that Free Talk Live is a little bit different. Well, maybe a lot different than those other talk shows out there.
You're going to have to listen to the show a little while, at least a few weeks, to understand the consistency of the message that we talk about on Free Talk Live. The conservatives and the liberals out there, they don't really have a consistent message, but we do. We have a message principle. That principle is peace, equality, and personal responsibility.
Yeah, liberty is the focus of the issues on the show, the perspective that you'll hear. And there's a really big issue that I wanted to touch on. It's not the Egypt situation that we've talked about for the past couple nights. We do have a weekday show as well, so if you've missed that, you can go to freetalklive.com and grab archives there.
Or if you've missed anything about the Egypt, you can just turn on any cable news station, and that's all they've been talking about for 3 days.
But I wanted to talk about something that's going on right here, something that in this so-called United States, something that is, well, frankly, chilling, disturbing, sick, twisted, really upsetting. And maybe you've not heard about this because, well, it hasn't really been discussed that I've seen publicly recently. It was really kind of bubbling up around the election in 2008. There was some talk about it then. And it kind of died off since then. But now it's back, and it's being pushed by the same pushers that were out doing it before. Newsweek is one of the major companies behind this effort to bring about what they are calling national service. Now, national service, what is it? Again, perhaps you've never encountered this idea before. It's pretty it's pretty unusual for America to have something like this proposed, so a lot of people are going to maybe be caught off guard by it. But effectively, what they're trying to do is, well, draft you or your kids. Well, see, it all hasn't been quite ironed out yet. They want, basically, if they had their way, they'd want every single American to essentially go to work for the federal government. To work for the federal government for a number of years. Or maybe a number of months. Again, the details haven't been quite ironed out.
It'll teach them discipline, Ian.
But they do want you. Actually,
an inmate at the Cheshire County Department of Corrections.
We're going to come back to that in a moment. We've got a jail call. We've got
to
take this call.
To accept this call, press 0.
Our friend is in jail right now. His name is Ademo.
From a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording.
He was put in jail earlier this week.
Thank you for using PCS's inmate
telephone. Yes, you're welcome. He was put in jail earlier this week for daring to speak out in a courtroom. And he spoke in a manner that is, it's not really welcome in most courtrooms, but they ended up throwing him in a jail cell for 60 days as a result of this. Ademo, do we have you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, it's good to have you here. I'm going to have to kind of jockey the phone here because we got the weird jail connection and things are kind of bouncing back and forth here. Let me bring our listeners up to speed on what happened to you and just so they know what's going on. Full video footage of this is available. Would you say copblock.org is the best place to go?
I have no idea, man, where it's at. sorry.
Okay, that's, well, coplock.org had it. Freekeen.com also has it. And if you go into Freekeen, you're going to have to scroll down the page, maybe go back, because it happened on Tuesday. So make sure you go back to the Tuesday range as far as finding the, you know, the unedited video of what transpired. But I guess you were there, Ademo, so maybe you can better tell the story of what happened to you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, on Monday, my friend and, you know, partner in everything pretty much these days, Pete Ayer, was arrested for not taking off his hat in court. And on Tuesday, he had his arraignment. At that time, Burke is the rogue man who proceeds over the said court. And he told Pete, who was not giving his name up at the time, that he would remain in jail until he did. And I said, you know, a bail up made an injustice and a...
That's terrible.
Yeah, this is terrible. Ademo, I have to tell you that the phone you're on sounds like absolute garbage. And the funny thing is, he called me earlier today. It wasn't so bad. When he called me earlier, he informed me that at this jail, which is, by the way, a brand new jail. We're here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think they'd have better phones.
We're here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. They spent like $40 million on this jail. It opened up in April of last year. And I went in for a tour, actually, of this jail. And we're looking around, and it's really nice. I mean, for a jail, it's really nice. Of course, it's brand new, right?
Only the best for our convicts in Cheshire County.
And so I thought, well, all right, how long is it going to be before this really nice brand new jail turns into a run-down, ramshackle S-hole? And not even a year into this thing having prisoners in it, and it has... He told me that 5 out of the 6 phones, he's in general population, they have 6 phones in there. There's something like 60 prisoners in the room that he's in. There's different cell blocks. So in the cell block that he's in, they have 6 phones. 5 of 6 are completely broken.
You'd think with the incredible revenue that county jails get off of
their
monopoly on the telephones there in jail, that they would keep them going. I mean, they make a lot of revenue. They don't make any revenue off of bunks or giving out medication or, you know, clothing or housing the inmates, but they do make money off of the telephones.
Yeah, it is not cheap to take this phone call, I can tell you that. Ademo, I want to see if we can talk to you just briefly here. Are you there?
This isn't probably going to work. I'm here, but this probably isn't going to work, so I can't hear you now either.
Oh, that's no good. Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate the call tonight, dude. Keep me in the loop. We'll keep our listeners in the loop. We'll just have to do it indirectly until you can get to a better phone or until they repair the phones there. But and maybe I'll just put them on hold, dude.
You can talk to him in the break. Let's talk about national service.
So, well, no, we started talking about this. I'm going to bring our listeners up to speed on what's going on, Mark. Thank you. We'll get back to national service, though. So 5 out of 6 of the phones are completely broken in this place after less than a year of it being open. And as you say, they're raking in the cash on these phone calls. I don't know what it is. It's you know, 25 cents a minute at least. To these people.
It makes making a cell phone call to India look cheap.
Now, I know that, you know, you could point out, well, these are prisoners, maybe they're not treating the phones very well.
I'd say that there's a good chance of that.
That's certainly a possibility. However, I mean, how hard is it to break a prison phone? These things aren't exact. I mean, how...
There's not a lot to a standard landline telephone anyway. These don't have the mechanism for taking coins or anything like that. So
no, it's just basically some sort of a digital interface, from what I understand. I mean, this new prison has video cameras. This phone system they have, the prisoner can actually sit, talk into the phone, and there's a video camera in front of him to where he can have like a visitation from people that are out in the lobby without actually even having to see the person. I think that's problematic, personally, because it eliminates human contact from visitation.
But it's a suggestion that they're actually getting a visit when they're not, really.
Yeah, so my point being, it's, you know, a very technically advanced facility for a prison, and yet it's broken. So I think he was calling in to kind of give our listeners an update as to what's going on, so I'll do my best to recap from my conversations with him. He was thrown in jail for 60 days as a result of speaking in court.
Well, it's not just speaking. He spoke out of turn, and he used foul language, and it was inappropriate behavior, but 60 days? I mean, any other place in America, if you speak loudly and you get and use foul language, they'll kick you out.
Yeah.
In court, on the other hand, apparently they'll give you 60 days.
It's crazy. 1-800-259-9231. You can go to freekeen.com to get some of the latest on that. We'll come back with more. We'll talk about national service and take your calls about anything.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
9 years. Thousands of clients worldwide. Amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart & Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime. Well, you have to get together with other like-minded people first. That was what I realized after years of just pounding away at the political system and having absolutely no success. realized that the problem was liberty-minded people were just too diffuse, were too spread out. And so somebody came up with a brilliant idea of the Free State Project, and you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. But essentially the idea is to concentrate activism in one place. New Hampshire was chosen as that place, and Mark, you and I made the move here over 4 years ago at this point. It's been an absolute blast. We've gotten to meet some of the most wonderful people, people that understand what the ideas of liberty mean, people who have also, like us, picked up their lives and made the move here to New Hampshire in order to get active. For liberty. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. And in fact, we were just talking with Ademo a few moments ago from libertyontour.com. He's sitting in a jail cell right now for 60 days because he was fed up with the tyrannical court system in this country, and he let them have it with a torrent of verbal abuse in the courtroom. As you pointed out, Mark, yeah, it's, you know, was not an appropriate thing to do for, you know, to be in court. It was disruptive. He wasn't the one that was on trial. He was just sitting in the audience at the time.
But the Constitution guarantees, you know, a right to, you know, no cruel and unusual punishment. And as far as I'm concerned, for an outburst where any place else in America you would be asked to leave, you know, possibly forcibly, you know, tossed out if you were
if you didn't leave
of your own volition. But because it's a courtroom, it is the church of the almighty state, essentially. You get 60 days, and I think that is not commensurate. I can even see them giving him a day or two to cool down, then having him come back in and apologize. As I understand it, they drug him out, he cooled down, they drug him back in, he apologized, and then they sent him to jail for 60 days.
That's correct. He apologized for offending the man in the robe.
Right. I need to apologize to get 60 days?
The man in the robe then at that point said it wasn't he who was offended, it was the court.
And that is the strangest thing that what is the court?
Well, that really, you know, is a clue to what these people are all about. And they have this weird religion where this man who normally is named Edward Burke, the judge here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, in the district court. That normally he's a man named Edward Burke.
Generally nice guy until he puts on
a robe. And then when he puts on this robe, he is no longer Edward Burke. He is the court. And this is the ludicrous fantasy that these government people believe. And they believe it with their, you know, the whole of their being. And the whole idea is that he wasn't offended. It was the court who was offended. And so, therefore, the court has to take action. And if you ever read any of the orders that judges write, they always write about themselves in the third person. The court has ordered. The court has issued. The court has this. The court has that. The court was offended. The court, the core of the court. They never refer to themselves in the first person. They become the court. And so he's the court. And when he's not there and they've got the fill-in judge, it's not the fill-in judge. It's not that man. He becomes the court, too, when he puts on the robe. It's just this.
So is the court the man? And if the man...
No, the court is this concept. It is a legal fiction. The court doesn't actually exist. Only men and women exist, and rooms and buildings and things like that exist. But the court is no more than an idea. So anyway, it really kind of points out that there is this ludicrous, this religion, essentially, that is the government. That government is almost its own religion. They've got their own ceremony that go on. I mean, all rise! You know, when the man in the robe walks in, and of course our activists don't have respect for this ludicrous religion, so they don't rise, and they haven't been arrested for that, thank goodness. But then, you know, you've got this power that these people, it's almost it's almost like a myth in a certain way. You know, these men, there's nothing more special about the court. It doesn't have power. It's only a man in a robe who have men with guns who are willing to follow his every decree. It doesn't matter whether the man in the robe is following his own rules or he's following the law or he's doing what he's supposed to do. The men with the guns don't question him. Whatever the man with the robe says, the men with the guns will do. They don't know what the rules are. They don't know what the law says. And the guy in the robe doesn't either.
And often, no one could possibly know what all the laws say. It's impossible. Judges don't know any more than anyone else. But even when they're, even when they disobey their own rules, they'll just go ahead and do it. And,
and there's no consequences.
Yeah, right. The bailiffs won't go after the judge when the judge orders something that's clearly contrary to the law. We've seen it over and over again. They'll just go ahead and enforce it.
Let's go to the phones, get your thoughts. David is on the line listening to WKBK in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, David.
Hello. I was just going to say one thing real quick, which triggered while you were talking, which I agreed with everything you said, Ian, 100%. I think the judge was a little bit insulted that he I think the judge just did it on emotion in the moment because he just was looking at him like, no, it's not me, it's the rules that are doing this. It's just, I don't know, the way he, you know, because, well, I don't know. Maybe he feels
like he's not responsible if it's the court that's doing something. Maybe if he believes this legal fiction is doing it, it's not the man, Edward Burke, who's doing it, it's the court.
If and I agree with you, David, likely it was an emotional response and an understandable emotional response. I get it. I get where he's coming from. But if it's an emotional response, one needs to, as a man, as a human, one can say, you know, I made an emotional response, maybe I should look at this again. But if one is, quote-unquote, acting as the court, as this, if the court can't make mistakes. It's not possible. So, therefore, the...
sure it is. They make errors all the time.
Right, but they don't see it that way. This is the amorphous idea of the court. The court can only reverse itself. It cannot make a mistake. So it's much more difficult for a person who's acting as the court to admit, oh, you know, I probably acted a little emotionally. Maybe 60 days is too much. And, you know, it may very well be that he drags him back in, you know, a week or a few days or something, says, yeah, you're free to go, or just lets him go from the jail.
You
never know. I mean, so, but, you know, standing here where I am today, it seems like an outrageous sentence for this.
Well, I wonder if anybody out there actually thinks it's an okay sentence. I mean, who out there would look at this and say, yeah, put that man in jail for 60 days for saying F you to the judge, basically. I mean, he was not very, you know, not very nice in his language, and but the idea that that is in any way appropriate is pretty ludicrous. David, any other thoughts?
I presume that he's looking into whatever legal motions or actions that he can take, because you've noted that this is excessive. He must be looking at whatever legal avenues he
There's
can
really
do
nothing.
To.
David, when you're talking about a contempt of court situation, there you know, he didn't break a law. There isn't a law called contempt of court. It is this
it's a power.
It's a tradition of the court. I guess a power might be a good term. So, you know, there's nothing that says you could go to contempt of, you could have a life sentence for contempt of court. They can keep you in there as long as they want to.
Yeah, it's a really crazy kind of privilege, if you will, that the man in the robe has. I thank you for the call, David. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So you've got a guy that goes into a courtroom and just lets loose on the judge. What do you think should happen? Is 60 days appropriate? Does anybody out there really believe that's okay? Even those of you who believe the court should be respected. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, national service coming up.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You will find the features there are completely free, so head on over, enjoy the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. That's last week's worth you'll see at the front page, and then you click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. It's all totally free. Thanks to the folks over at HostGator.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. If you have a band or a business or just some message that you want to get out to people, they can make bumper stickers for you. They can do small runs, and they can do them incredibly competitive prices because they have a different process than most bumper sticker companies. Go to LibertyStickers.com. Get a quote from them. It's LibertyStickers.com.
All right. We're back here. We're going to take your phone calls, and hopefully we'll get a chance to dig into national service in a little bit, but we got interrupted in our first segment because I was expecting a phone call from a demo from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org from a jail cell. We tried to talk to him. The connection sucked. That's what happens from jails. So we weren't able to do that, but kind of wanted to bring you up to speed on what's going on. He's sitting in jail on a 60-day contempt of court sentence for speaking out in court in a way that the man in the robe did not like. It was he did not use very nice terms. We couldn't play the audio from it on the air because of that. Either way, the whole idea that somebody should go to jail because they offended the court is pretty ludicrous. Mark, you pointed out he probably should have just been removed from the court.
I mean, that's what makes sense to me. But even if you're talking about a couple of days in jail, I think 60 days is excessive.
Removing him from the court would be keeping the peace, right? That would be restoring peace in that particular location. Everything beyond that would have been completely unnecessary. But wanted to get your thoughts. Judd is with us listening in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida, to WSRQ. Hello, Judd.
Hi, Mark. Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you're talking about our judicial system, and I was a police officer for over 20 years, and I've been in court many, many times, and I've seen people have outbursts in court, and most of the times the judge will listen for a second, and he'll give them a chance to have their say. Afterwards, he'll tell them keep their peace, or they'll be held in contempt.
In this case, point of information, Ademo was never told he would be held in contempt. He was immediately arrested and held in contempt. Now, it's my understanding that judges are supposed to warn someone who is in contempt that they will be held in contempt if they continue a certain behavior. That did not occur in this case.
Okay. Well, like I said, generally they do. That, of course, is up to the judge. But we either elect or a judge is appointed to represent us. And
the judge does not, point of information, the judge does not represent you. The judge represents the state.
Well, the state is us.
Nope.
I am not.
Nope. Hold that thought,
sir. Do you have anything to back that statement?
That is nothing more than a fantasy. I am not the state because I do not use aggressive force against my fellow man, my fellow peaceful man, and that's what the state does. I don't do that.
Am I still on?
You're right here.
Okay. I just heard a beep. Well, you say you don't use force, but many times in order to keep peace, whether through your door...
I said I don't use aggressive force. I do not aggress against my peaceful neighbors, and that is what the state does on a wholesale basis. So I am not part of the state. I want nothing to do with the state.
Well, okay, well, in order to... In a courtroom, if someone is not acting peacefully... There does have to be some sense of organization and rules and regulations.
Sure. I got no problem with that.
Okay.
But do you think that 60 days in jail is an appropriate thing to do to a man who, you know,
no warning,
says F you to the judge?
Well, if I was a judge, I may have done things a little bit different. I may not have given them 60 days. I may have given them 10 days or 5 days.
I guess then that proves the point that you aren't the state either.
What do you mean, Mark?
Well, because you would have given him 5 or 10 days, whereas this guy didn't. You said that the judge represents the state, and that the state is us. So therefore, that must not be a true statement because the state didn't do what you would do.
Well, I believe our Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights say that we, the people, we are our government. We are the people. We elect people to represent us, whether they're judges or congressmen or Senate.
The Declaration of Independence is a rhetorical document. It really has no binding in law. The Bill of Rights are intended to protect rights of individuals. They have nothing to do with the state itself. The Constitution was intended to bind the government. So, and none of these things have anything to do with you or I and our inherent human rights.
And I didn't sign any of them, by the way. I don't think you did either.
Well, I didn't, but I guess our forefathers did.
Yeah, well, what's that have to do with it? Our forefathers shot Indians, too, and I've got a little American Indian blood in me. Why should I listen to these pale faces?
Well, if you're looking
because to... they've got the guns, Judd. That's the answer. Come on. You carry the gun for 20 years. You know that that's the case. If you would have stepped out of line and tried to get one of your fellow officers on breaking the law, using excessive force or something like that, you know they'd have turned on you in a second. The government's about force.
Well... I guess we differ a little bit on that one, but...
Come on. You know as well as I do, you wouldn't go into Newtown. 20 years ago, you wouldn't have gone into Newtown. It was a demilitarized zone. They wouldn't send cops in there if somebody had some kind of burglary call or something like that. And those people didn't get the same level of protective services that the folks in the rest of Sarasota got.
Well, that's true of any major city that has an area like that.
And it's just okay.
No, I don't think it's okay, but when people don't want the police there, when you're not wanted, and so when you send officers in, and not only are they going to try to stop a crime in progress, but then they have to worry about their own safety from...
Why do you think, just point of information, why do you think people don't want the police around?
Why do I think they don't want them around? For the most part, I think people do want us around. But
well, you said those people don't want the police around.
Right. I heard some kind of generalization about Newtown. So make a generalization.
For those that don't know, Newtown is what, Mark?
It's the bad section of town in Sarasota.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm saying that in many cities you have those areas, whether it's L.A. or Chicago, New York City, Houston. There's many areas where they don't want law enforcement there.
Why?
And
who's they?
Why? Because they don't look at law enforcement as a plus.
Why? Yeah.
Because they want to take care of it. They want to police themselves.
Hmm.
And again,
do you think that would be true, Judd?
Let me finish.
Okay.
When you've gone into those areas, they don't want you to come in unless they call you and say, hey, where were you? Why were you not here when this was going on to protect me?
Do you think that that people that you said they want to police themselves, do you think that they might want to have the police around if the police weren't around, going around arresting their friends for having plants and chemicals in their pockets?
Well, that's probably so.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know what I'd recommend that you do is go and check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. It's a great website, a great organization of a lot of former cops like you that might understand that, the insanity of prohibition, that essentially it's prohibition in the insane war on drugs, which is just a war against our friends and our family members, that is driving people away from appreciating the police. That is why people hate the cops. That's why people call you names. That's why people don't want you around, because they see you as aggressors and they see you as people who are hurting others who do not deserve it and taking peaceful people who have a plant in their pocket and putting them in a cage. I don't blame them for not wanting you around. I don't want cops around doing that either.
Well, besides the plants, there you go back to the same thing that some things are legal, some things aren't. And at this time, plants in your pocket or pills, and if this is what you want to do to yourself, well, that's okay, but they end up bringing young kids into it, and it's just...
The reason why young kids are brought into it is because it's profitable in the black market to an extreme extent to sell these products, so therefore ending prohibition would mean that they would be sold at Walgreens. I thank you for the call, Judd. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Always interesting to hear from the caller. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like this program, you can learn how to help support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Everything from flyers to banners for your website. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Are you giving candy again this year for Valentine's Day? Well, get creative, man. That's what shows your loved ones that you really care. This year, Georgia's Famous Baklava is a walnut pastry. This year, give Georgia's Famous Baklava. It's a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. Georgia's Famous Baklava is shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Tuesday, February the 8th, to make sure that you have it in time for Valentine's Day. You can see Georgia's Famous Baklava at mandrick.com. That's mandrik.com. There's no C in there. It's mandrick.com. I just got some delivered to my house.
You did?
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm running low.
Do you need some?
I need some more.
Yeah,
I'd have to buy myself a Valentine's gift.
I've had lots of baklava in my life, and Georgia's Famous Baklava really is the best.
Yeah, he knocks it out. Where do you go? Mandrick.com?
Mandrick.com. mandrick.com.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the so-called justice system. We go to Russell, listening to WRNN-FM in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Russell.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not a whole lot, sir. But as y'all were talking about what goes on in the courtroom sometimes and what is the court, and as y'all were talking about a man being sentenced, I thought of a time to where the judge was a little excessive, but the court actually countered him, and it wasn't a big court. It was a master's court and trap court, matter of fact, and it was supposed to start in about 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here comes about 10 o'clock, and, you know, officers, they can't always be on our time. They got their jobs and they got to make their way. If they see something, you know, they got to do their job. But it got to be about 11:30, and we hadn't seen him.
Wait, point of information, you hadn't seen the man in the robe by 11:30?
No, sir. It was about...
Man, they can take their sweet time, can't they? You've got to be there on time. If you're not there at 9 a.m. and they say to be there at 9 a.m., then it's a failure to appear. But if they're not there, then, well, too bad. You know, it's just how things work.
Yes, sir. Well, that's Murphy's Law in the government. Yeah. But
go ahead with your
anyway, story. As it got there, I talked with a few people in the audience, and a couple people there and asked him, you know, has it been canceled? And I'm like, no, he's on his way. But when he finally came in, he'd been out hunting that morning. And this is in a community where hunting is not an abnormal thing, you know.
Sure.
And you could see his duck boots on and his real tree camo was peeking out from underneath his robes. And it kind of goes, kind of to counterpoint about what happened to that guy, got 60 days. It was disturbance in the courtroom. And what happened here was, this being traffic court, most of the officers there presenting their side of the argument were upset, and it was a odd thing of tickets getting dropped to the point that the magistrate actually, you know, said something about, like, more or less, what's going on here?
Why are we all here? Point of clarification, who was dropping the tickets?
The officers were, the issuing officers. A lot of them were, you know, unless it was something that, you know, common sense wouldn't drop.
So the man in the robe was upset at the officers for dropping the tickets because that means less revenue for his court, correct?
Well, it also shows that the magistrate was late for court because he was out hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it points out that the officers are sick of sitting around and waiting around for this guy, so they'd rather just get out there and be of some use to the world and instead of sitting around waiting for this guy in his duck boots.
So what happened then?
Well, as it were, as it came to be, it was a show of displeasure by the officers in the court.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to it. He more or less said, look, I am the judge here, and a bailiff, a sheriff's deputy bailiff, who is security for the court, kind of lost it and, you know, dressed him down more or less.
The judge?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
It kind of got to a point where it was creating disturbance in the courtroom, and legally something could be done to him. But at the same time, the other officers kind of got him kind of... court got suspended for about another 15 minutes, and it was conducted rather quickly once it resumed.
Wow, I have to say, I've never heard a story like that before. You're saying all the conflict in the courtroom that day was between the bureaucrats?
Well, no, sir, these are not bureaucrats. These are public servants. Technically, a magistrate's judge.
Oh, that's the winner of the week. We should give him a prize.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, God.
They, I'm sorry, are not public servants.
That was good.
You know, Larkin Rose actually posted a great video about this. He's got his own YouTube channel, Larkin Rose. I don't know how you get to it, but I'm sure if you search YouTube for it, you'll find it. I actually posted it over at freekeen.com. So if you scroll down a few days, you'll find it there. But he really digs into this whole ludicrous idea that these people are public servants.
You can go to larkinrose.com.
Really? Okay, great. So it's just absolutely absurd, and he just nails it. Basically, if somebody is a servant, then they do what you ask. Then they are beholden to you. You are in charge of them. Do they act like they're your servants at any point? They are your masters. They have guns and cages, and they will put you into them if you do something that they don't like. Does that sound like somebody you would hire? Maybe if you are somebody who's like a masochist. Masochist is the one that likes pain, right?
That's correct. Right?
Yeah, maybe if you're a masochist, you would hire a public servant to put you in a cage and threaten you with violence. But I don't know, most of the audience, I'd imagine, me included, I'm not a masochist. I don't like pain. I don't like being put in cages. I certainly don't like being told what to do. I am not interested in hiring somebody to do those things. Of course, also being a servant would suggest that you have the ability to fire them. Well, I would love to tell the government that I no longer want a bunch of their services, but yet they insist on billing me for them. And if I don't pay their bill that I've never agreed to, that I never contracted with, as you might contract with somebody who is your servant, if I don't pay their bill, my servants will come and serve me out of my house. So it's just absolutely absurd. It's nothing more than public relations, the whole idea that they're your servants. It's ludicrous.
And more actually what it is an armed gang with a very unusual way of appointing leaders. a
public way of appointing.
Right. You know, most armed gangs, you have, you know, the most vicious and the most vicious guy with the best leadership abilities is the one that floats to the top. If leadership abilities fail him, he'll always mow down the competition with Tommy guns or whatever. However, in this particular, armed gangs, way of getting people to the top, they have two groups, two parties, from which you get to choose your Don 1 or Don 2, neither of which is interested in shrinking the size of the gang's influence and power.
Yep. Let's go to the phones and continue with your thoughts. William is listening in Keene to WKBK. Hello, William. William in Keene?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
How are you?
Dude, we can't have that going on the air. This is a radio show. Bordop, can you hit that button? Because I am not near it right now. Hopefully the board op was able. He did get it in time. Oh, I'm so sorry, William. Maybe you could call us back another time. I'm glad you enjoyed. William was informing us that he thought it was funny, I guess, what we were saying about the so-called public servants. He unfortunately dropped the S-bomb, and we...
No, no, it's the S-bomb.
Regrettably, while I have no objection to the S-bomb, the FCC does, and we have to protect our stations.
Yeah, it thoroughly upsets them.
But, William, you're welcome to call in another night. We'll talk to you then. All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Derek, listening in Salisbury, to North Carolina, by the way, to WSTP. Hello, Derek.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was just tuning in and listening to your show. It was my first time, and... And I was wanting to comment about, what went on in the court and that guy getting 60 days.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's common sense. You know, you got to have some type of level of respect, you know, being in the court. And maybe the judge did, you know, took it to heart and maybe he wanted to make a name for himself or whatnot. But,
six
60 days, it's kind of extensive to me.
You would say so. What would you think is appropriate?
Using that kind of language, I probably would have gave him, a couple of weeks or maybe 200 hours of community service or something like that.
Derek, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour number two is next. Plenty of time for your thoughts on anything. If we get the chance, we're going to talk in detail about so-called national service. 800-259-9231, which is really just a proposal to enslave all Americans. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email. The EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com. epweeklydigest.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.